for reading for us. Keep your Bible open, and mums, dads, grown-ups, if you've got a child sat with you, next to you, help them find the places, the place in the Bible that I point out as we go through this little passage that Nikki's read for us. So be ready to look out and to help each other, to point things out so we really do engage with what the Bible has to say. Well, good morning to you, and happy Easter to you. If I've not met you before, I'm another Tim. I'm the minister here at Christchurch Central, and it's great to see you if you're a regular here, and it's great to see a number of guests and old friends not seen for a while. So Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Hallelujah. These are wonderful things that we are celebrating today. Now, during this little talk, it won't be for very long, I've drawn some pictures which are going to come up on the screen as we go. There's the first one. I know it looks like the ladies have got their handbags with them. That is spices that they are carrying. We come to that in just a moment. So I've got some doodles which I've done, which I hope will help you and to understand and to see clearly what it is that the Bible says to us on this Easter Sunday. And something else I want us to do at the beginning, and I'm going to come back and do it at the end as well, if you are willing, please do join in if you'd like to. I'd like you to close your eyes. Not yet, in a moment, when I tell you. I'd like to close your eyes, and I'd like you, when your eyes are closed, to be thinking some stuff. And then I'd like you to open your eyes when I let you know. And because there's something significant about the gospel. There's something significant about the change when it comes to the resurrection. The days before were very, very dark days. And it's no accident that the women went to the tomb at dawn. It was a new day. So light and dark, I want us to be engaging with as well. So we're going to do a little bit of that in the beginning, and then we'll come to that at the end as well. Let me pray. If you'd like to close your eyes for this, then please do. Let me pray. God, our Father, we thank you for this glorious and very wonderful day, the day that we remember Jesus rising again, never to die again. By your Holy Spirit, take the words of truth in the Bible about Jesus, about his resurrection, and imprint them deeply into our hearts, into our lives, into our attitudes, and for us into the future, not just for today. We pray that we would be people of peace, people who know forgiveness, and people of liberated hope. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. So please, if you're willing, close your eyes tight shut. And I'll tell you when to open them in a minute. With your eyes tight shut, imagine being there on the very first Easter Sunday. Jesus' friends had lost everything. The one they loved and served and followed, who had given them the reason to live, had died. It was a cruel, very dark death on a cross. And after Jesus had died, some watched his lifeless body being put in a grave. And in the darkness, with your eyes closed, just think of that great stone rolling across the entrance, shutting Jesus in the darkness of death. Well, that was on the Friday. On the third day, the Sunday, Jesus' friends were still in the dark. In the darkness of deep sadness. And as the Bible says, at early dawn, some of the women went to the tomb taking the spices they had prepared. They were still in the darkness of loss and death and bereavement. But it was a new day. Please open your eyes and look at the picture on the screen. Try to depict there the darkness being dispelled as new light shines and comes. Little did the women know as they headed towards the tomb that not only was it a new day physically, it was a whole new era for the universe. They were heading to the tomb and they didn't yet know that the tomb was empty. And that Jesus, who had been locked away in the dark, following the dark death on the cross, was no longer there. There was a whole new era for the universe. Dark receding, light dawned, a new day for everyone. The angel that met Jesus, that met Jesus' friends at the empty tomb, said this to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? What are you doing here?" And it was kind of like a telling off. What are you doing here looking for the living in a graveyard? He's not here. He is risen. And I wonder if today is a day for someone in the room who at the moment is in a spiritually dark place, your eyes closed shut spiritually, to have them opened, to see Jesus, to see your sins forgiven, and to see the hope of eternal life before you. Wouldn't that be fantastic? Open our eyes, Lord, to this great truth today. Let's have the next picture. What the women saw, that Tanya, my wife, thought that was a megaphone. It's a telescope. So I'm working on my art. It's getting better. The women are named. Look at verse 10. Mums and dads and grown-ups, help the children next to you to find verse 10. Luke tells us the names of the women, Mary Magdalene and Joanna and another Mary. Okay, so they could have, you know, anyone who read Luke could have gone and checked it with these ladies, these women. And then look back at verse 2. They found, this is what they saw, they found the stone rolled away, but there was something they didn't see. Verse 3, they did not find the body. What a disappointment to see a stone, but not the stone cold body. Bit of a shock. Jesus had risen. Luke is telling us something very significant here. I think I've said this before, actually. The whole Bible begins with Genesis and the creation of a man and a woman to oversee as God's representatives made in his image, this world, men and women equal in God's sight. And here, resurrection, women and men witnessing the resurrection of Jesus, the new heaven and the new earth, women and men together witnessing these wonderful, wonderful things, men and women rejoicing together in God's new creation, sharing responsibilities for the kingdom of God. That is what the women saw. But how did the men react when they heard the news? Let's have the next picture. What the men suspected. Some people think that the disciples were so loyal to Jesus and so gullible, they so wanted the resurrection to be true that they would have believed anything. But they were not stupid. The men were cynical. They were typical men. They thought they couldn't be conned by anybody or anything. They could see a con artist coming at 500 miles. So, you know, look at verse 11. Again, growing up, show the children verse 11. These words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. Those first disciples of Jesus, those men, they did not believe in the resurrection. The men thought it was all nonsense, and it was not because it was women who had told them. And it was not because the women said there was an angel there either. The men thought it was nonsense for one reason and one reason only. Dead people stay dead. That's it. They don't rise again. Peter was shocked by it all. So there's a moment where he goes to see for himself. He begins to doubt his doubts. Maybe someone in the room today, you've doubted Jesus for many years. Maybe like Peter today, you start to doubt your doubts and check things out for yourself. Well, Peter doubts his doubts. He runs to check for himself and he finds the grave clothes cast to one side like pajamas left behind. No longer needed. It is a new day. Not going back to sleep again. Who would unwrap a dead body before stealing it? Why would robbers undress the body before taking it away? Peter says, look at verse 12 again. Show the children verse 12, those of you got children sat next to you. Peter went home marveling at what had happened. Jesus did not belong in a grave. That was the wrong place to be looking for him. He wasn't there. He had risen. Why do you look for the living among the dead? What the women saw, what the men suspected. Thirdly, third picture, what Jesus said. I've got him saying Luke there because there's a lot of things in Luke about what Jesus said. Today, at the end of the service today, if you've never read Jesus for yourself, one of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, pick up Luke's Gospel. There's a number, there's a piles of them by the door out there. It's our Easter gift to you. Pick it up, take it home, and have a read at what Jesus says. The angels reminded the women that Jesus had clearly said that he would die and rise to life again. But his disciples had completely forgotten and totally missed the point. Look at verse 6 and 7 again in Luke 24. Remember how Jesus told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man, that is Jesus, must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day rise? And then they remembered his words. Christianity stands or falls on the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. If Jesus didn't rise, Christianity's nonsense. And Jesus' resurrection itself ultimately stands on his own words about it. Don't you remember what he said? What Jesus says about his resurrection is what will help you believe it if you don't yet believe it. Remember what he told you. And then it happened. And that means that we can trust Jesus and what he said on all the other amazing things that he said. He said he would rise. He has. It means that we can trust him for all the other things that he says in this book and in other parts of the Bible. So let's go back to picture number one. The darkness receding and the dawn of the light and the new day coming. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And today we say, Alleluia. The light of a new day for you and for the world has begun. The darkness in your life can recede in Jesus. And the light that Jesus brings can flood into your life. Lauren Daigle's a modern Christian singer, and she sings a song based on the Rolling Stones, which was a great band back in the day, although I still think they're around now. Bob Dylan, his great song, Rolling Stones. And Lauren Daigle sings about Jesus, that he keeps rolling stones. The stone that rolled away from the tomb, Jesus is alive. And Lauren Daigle's song, he keeps rolling stones in our lives, bringing us to new life, taking us out of darkness into the joy of a new way of living. So let's come back to closing our eyes and opening them. I'd like to do this 5 or 6 times with you now, if you just bear with me. And I want to get you just to think about a possible area of darkness in your heart and in your life. And then I want you to open your eyes and listen to what Jesus says, what he says in Luke, which you know you can trust because he said he'd rise and he did. So you can trust these other words too. Allow the light of Jesus to flood into your heart and life, blasting away the darkness, the bitterness, the hurt, the pain, the sadness, the loneliness. So please close your eyes. I wonder if in your heart you face sadness and loss and bereavement. You know, we can believe what Jesus said to one of the criminals crucified with him. Open your eyes. Jesus said this, "Truly, truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Death, bereavement, hope in Jesus, flooding in. Close your eyes again. When we fear judgment or punishment for our sin, maybe there's someone today who feels guilty and fears as a result. We can believe what Jesus said at the Last Supper when he taught us the meaning and how to remember his death on the cross. Open your eyes. This is what Jesus says to you in the light that brings light to you. "This is my body, which is given for you." All your guilt laid on him, freely forgiven instead. Close your eyes again. I wonder if you just think of those moments in life when you have felt lost. Perhaps lost in your own selfishness. And got stuck in a rut of thinking it's all about me. Thinking about yourself. That's a dark place to be. Open your eyes again. Here's what Jesus said to Zacchaeus, who is a very, very selfish, all about me, greedy man. "Today, salvation has come to this house." Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Free from all those things. Close your eyes again. Maybe you felt small, or maybe you do feel small and insignificant. Maybe you feel that God would never have anything to do with you. Well, open your eyes again and hear the words of Jesus to little people. "Let the children come to me, for to such belongs the kingdom of God." Jesus is all for people who feel little. Close your eyes again. Maybe you feel ashamed. Maybe you feel fearful or deeply unsettled because of a situation that you face. Two final words from Jesus. Open your eyes again. Jesus said this to a woman who felt deeply ashamed. Your sins are forgiven. Go in peace. And then when he met his disciples as the risen Jesus, in all their fear and all their worry, in all their unsettledness, he said to them again and again and again, peace be with you. Peace be with you. The darkness is receding. The light has come. We can and we must trust that Jesus said all that he said. He said he would die and rise again, and it happened, which means we can trust him for all these other wonderful things. The light shines into the darkness of our hearts, and the darkness flees away. It is a new day. Darkness and death and sin recedes. The light has dawned. Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Say with me, hallelujah. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Well, the music.